Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. Lindsay asks, do kids zap your energy forever, or are toddlers just especially good at leaving you drained? Parens, looking for hope, prayer hand emoji, close parens. Lindsay, I have excellent, excellent news for you. And don't let anyone tell you differently. It gets better. My kids are 10, 8, and 7, and it's not like I'm sipping Mai Tais by the pool all day while like the pool boy rubs my feet, but I am so much less tired than I was when they were little. We had a visit from my sister-in-law who has a 2.5-year-old at the time, and my husband and I were just looking at each other like, whoa, we forgot how crazy this was. Like, I was like putting out, you know, like cheese and crackers and wine glasses, thinking like, oh, we're going to just sit and chat and catch up on old times. And no, we're going to like, four of us are going to chase a 2.5-year-old all night with like maybe a glass of wine in our hands and like try to stop them from like launching themselves headfirst down the staircase. Like, there is no downtime when you have a 2.5-year-old. And that just completely goes away. I didn't sleep. I have, you know, mine are 18 months apart, 3 kids. And so there were basically like 6 years where I never really slept enough. And I, at a certain point, I would just get to a point where like I wasn't making sense. I say it's like the world was in black and white. And then I would catch up on sleep or start coming out of that exhaustion. And it was like opening the door to Oz, like, oh my God, suddenly it's like colorful. And like, I can hear sounds normally again. You are in it and you will be out of it someday. I now, with my kids, every Saturday morning, my husband and I sleep in. We have to put earplugs in because my house is like very, probably poorly constructed, and also just like it basically is like trying to sleep in a tent while elephants stampede around you in all directions. But I got some good silicone earplugs. I put them in and I sleep in on Saturday mornings, and they come down and make themselves breakfast and, you know, watch iPads for an hour, and we sleep in. And I go to sleep now at 10 o'clock at night, and I sleep until 7 o'clock the next morning if I want to. I was at a party recently and there were some people with really young kids, and I was like, oh my gosh, it gets so much easier. And there was another couple, actually 2 women, older moms. And they're like, oh, it doesn't get that much easier. It only gets worse. Wait till they're teenagers. It's harder than ever. Like, maybe, but I'm telling you that I am in a sweet spot right now where I'm getting a ton of rest. I'm loving life. And I also am just not constantly, my constant internal dialogue is not, what is my child going to do to injure themselves in the next 10 seconds? Like, yes, what is my child going, how is it going to turn out in school with this social dynamic? There are other worries, but they are not as immediate and omnipresent as the worry that you have around a toddler. There's no comparison. And I get a lot of downtime now. My kids come home from school, they watch some screens, they get to their homework. Like, I don't see my kids for an hour at a time sometimes. Like, it's really different than having a toddler, and don't let anybody tell you different, all right? Lindsay, I hope that answered your question. Take it from me. You are going to feel so much better in a couple of years, unless you have another kid, in which case you're just going to step in the bear trap again and have to chew your leg out again. But at some point when all of your kids are like five and up, you're going to feel much less tired. I hope that helped. And guys, always remember, if you would like to ask us your question of the week, you can ask us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast, or in our Facebook group. Or you can send us your questions at questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Talk to you next time.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.